Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody in the tabernacle, right? Everybody in the sanctuary knows. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. And here's something we don't say anymore. For all of you out there in TV land, on internet and Facebook, used to be called TV land back when we were little. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. We are a Bible-based Christian church located in West Philadelphia. Amen. 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 We had Thanksgiving. Everybody get enough to eat? Anybody get too much to eat? So we got Thanksgiving. We got to see family, right? Right? Think about what a blessing that is. Amen. If you look back, all of us, if we look back in our own lives, the people we knew, for whatever reason, they're not there, right? But when we think, oh, what a great, see my cousin, my aunt, my uncle, right, my grandparents, to see your family, that comfort you feel that you're with your family, right? Same way in the house of the Lord. Hey, hallelujah, we in the Lord's house this morning. I'm looking at what? My family, hallelujah, brothers and sisters in Christ, amen? Amen, that's why we should rejoice. That's a Thanksgiving every single week, amen? Amen. Let us rise. We're going to open up with prayer, and then I'm going to read the scripture for us. But we're going to prepare the atmosphere. Thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, family. We're here in your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Heirs. Hallelujah. Grafted in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, thank you for the transformation in our lives. Hallelujah. No matter what we were going through before you, hallelujah, you waited on us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No matter what we were facing, hallelujah, you patiently said, come, come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You made those doors open for us at all times. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, throughout our lives, hallelujah, when we didn't know you, you were watching over us, you were feeding us, you were clothing us, you were placing people in our lives who watched over us, and you gave us a witness at some point in our life that gave us your word, hallelujah, that when the appointed time came and you called, we came, hallelujah. We confessed with our mouth. Hallelujah. And we believed in our heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For no matter what goes on in this world, you're the boss. You're the one in control. You're the one with the authority. Forgive us, Lord, for when we lose sight of that. Hallelujah. But always, hallelujah, make us available to see your light. Even if it's in the distance, we could just walk towards your light, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for providing for us. Thank you, Lord, for when we face trials and tribulations, you've told us. Trust in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because as we face situations, we have fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who can remind us, hey, let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You are always making a way. You are always providing. Because the bottom line is you love us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us. No matter how we have acted. No matter how we done got stuck up. No matter how we done got belligerent and disobedient. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for being patient with us. Thank you, Lord, for never turning away from us. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, this morning, there are more than two or three in this sanctuary. Come sit next to us this morning, Lord Jesus. Anoint our speaker this morning, Lord Jesus, that word that you have prepared, that word that you know we already need to hear, that word that you know needs to be written on the fleshy tables of our heart, will be delivered unto us this morning. that word that we have to hold on to, hallelujah, to take us through whatever's coming around the corner. Because we don't know, but you know. Hallelujah. So talk to us this morning, Christ Jesus. You are welcome into this place. You are welcome into this temple. Sit next to us. Let us feel the warmth of your presence and your love right next to us. That we would leave here transformed and renewed in our minds. That you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Oh, we thank you, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Welcome into this place in our hearts this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to be reading from Psalms this morning. If you need a Bible, go ahead and grab one. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 121. Amen. Psalms 121. Now, I look at, you know, I do this through the Blue Letter Bible. It's titled, The Lord, the Keeper of Israel. Amen. Amen. Psalms 121, a song of degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh, what? My help. Amen. Amen. My help cometh from, what? The Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Amen. 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 Word of God. That's what we need to believe in. What? He's keeping us. He kept us before today. He's going to keep us through today, and he's going to keep us to tomorrow. Amen. And going forward. Amen. That's what we got to rejoice over. He is keeping us. He is providing for us. He is ever present. Amen. 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 Now I'm going to transition. We're going to bring up a S-A-N-G-E-R. Everybody know what that is? That's a singer. Not a singer, a singer. Amen. Amen. Our sister Lee is coming up. Let us rejoice in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Because he keeps us. Amen.
We all sing together. We all sing praises unto our God, because he's truly worthy of all the praise, of all the glory, and of all the honor, because he has done so much for each and every one of us. And because of the way that he cares about us, because of the way that he loves us, we just love him. We love him, and we show him that honor. We give him the glory. We give him the praise, because he is worthy. Hallelujah. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. We're going to sing that again. We can sing. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship it. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love. Yes. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore. Thank you, Lord. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love more than anything. Lord, I love, Lord, I love, Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, we love you, we honor you, we praise you. Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I love, Lord, I love, Lord, I love, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah.
We just sang what? Lord, I love you. Let us all stand. Let's give the Lord praise for the word that's coming. Thank you, oh Lord. We love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh Lord, for this word we are about to receive. Thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, O Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to have our preacher of the hour, our deacon Khalil, is going to come forth and deliver the word that what God has prepared for us. Because he's looked into each one of our lives and our hearts and diagnosed the word that we need to hear. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let us honor the man of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Yes, he's good. He's good. He's good. He's worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you don't mind, we're going to just jump right in because I do have a word for you. And as you know, sometimes I read a good bit of the Bible when I have to preach. So if you don't mind turning to Numbers 20, Numbers chapter 20. Amen. And as I said, I will be reading the entire chapter. So if you need to sit down, if you need to rest on a chair, please feel free to do so. Amen. Numbers chapter 20. When you got it, say, I got it. If you need me to wait a minute, just say, hold on now. That's all right. That's all right. Are we good now? Yes. All right. Amen. Amen. So the Bible reads, then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month. And the people abode in Kadesh, and Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink. And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared upon them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so that thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the kingdom of Edom. Thus saith thy brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And when we cried unto the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and hath brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said unto them, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. And the children of Israel said unto him, we will go by the highway, and if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore Israel turned away from him. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Or. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Or by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them up unto Mount Or, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them upon Eleazar, his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up unto Mount Or in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar, his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mountain. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount, and when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. Amen. Amen. Let me say this quick prayer. Y'all can go ahead and be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to receive a word from you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. May our hearts be prepared in the name of Jesus, God, for the word that you have, God. May your word pierce our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. May your Holy Spirit comfort us where it's needed, God. Convict us where it's needed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And motivate us where it's needed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Correct us where it's needed, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray all these things through your son's mighty name, Jesus. Amen. You all can be seated. Hallelujah. So we all know Moses, right? We don't need to do like a whole little backstory on Moses. Moses, the one that parted the Red Seas, you know, the one that took his rod and threw it on the ground and turned into a serpent, the plagues on Egypt and things like that, right? Yes. All right, if y'all talk, we're going to move quickly. Y'all sit quiet. We're going to be a little minute. But y'all, all right, so we all know Moses. Moses was respectfully, in the biblical days or in his days, he was that guy. He was humble for real. He did it. Did everything. He told him, I'm going to bring you out. And what happened? They came out. You can't get much better than that, to be honest with you. But being a leader is never easy, right? Whether it's a leader in church, whether it's a leader at your job, at your school, wherever you are, being a leader comes with so many struggles and so many, Lord, they put Reverend on my right. Good morning, Reverend. But being a leader is not easy, and it's never easy when you're doing it for God either. Right. And that's something that I don't think a lot of people really recognize when they have these aspirations to be a pastor and a minister or a deacon or a reverend or a bishop or an apostle. Oh, we got a lot of titles in church, and an elder and everything else that we have. Right. Why? Because you're dealing with God's people. Right. So I love numbers. I love numbers, and I love them when they're in context. Right. So there's a study that was done in 2020. And the study basically sums up, the study states 59% of pastors reported experiencing some sort of depression at some point in their ministry. That's an interesting stat. That's an interesting stat. 59%. That means more than 5 out of 10 pastors, almost 6 out of 10 pastors, right? Why? Because they're dealing with what? People. And people ain't easy. People ain't easy, right? While pastors are doing the work of the Lord, right, they're also dealing with the work of the Lord. And that's, I mean, if you know, right? People aren't easy. People have personalities. People have opinions. People have strong opinions, right? People have visions for themselves, and people have visions for what their church should be, right? But also people go through things. So you got a pastor who's going through his own thing or her own thing. Their spouse who's going through their thing, their children that's going through their thing, and then you got everybody at the church who's going through their thing. So Moses, not only is he going through his own thing, right? Because if we know where we are in the Bible right now, the people of God, the Israelites, are where? In the middle of nowhere. They're wandering, right? And they're not the only ones wandering. Moses and Aaron are also wandering, right? Everybody's wandering right now. And not only are they wandering, but at this point in the text, it's been around 38 years. I'm 28. All right. I feel like I lived a good little minute, right? But we're talking about wandering for 10 more years and I've been alive, right? That means somebody can be born in wilderness and get to this point and still be in wilderness, right? Like, I'm looking at my mama like, oh. God, you brought me in. This has been 38 years. We're still here. Like, what's going on right now, right? So people are complaining, and rightfully so. They upset. They're hot, right? The first 6 verses explain where we are in history, right? Moses has just led them out of Israel, and they've been in the wilderness, like I said, for almost 38 years at this point, right? So, of course, as people do, probably as people do best, they start to complain. They start to curse and they start to annoy Moses, right? Verses 3-5, if only we had died when our brethren had died before the Lord, why have you brought up the assembly of the Lord into the wilderness that we and our animals should die here? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place? It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates. I don't even like pomegranates, so they could have kept that one out. But you know, nor is there any water to drink. That's they complaining big. I mean, y'all gonna get mad at me for saying this, but they sound like Eagle fans, to be honest with you. They complaining. That was a call, ref. Call the call. They sound like some. I mean, good God Almighty. Like, relax a little bit, brother. I know that was for you, Pop, because you know them Cowboys did it last week. Yeah, that was for you. And the Bears. I can do that because Pittsburgh also doing bad right now. So we're in the same boat together, right? But they're complaining so much, right? Now, I would be a little restless too. The journey wasn't even supposed to be 40 years. It wasn't supposed to be nowhere near that long, really, right? It took them 40 years because, I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but if you just read a couple chapters back, it's a direct punishment for their unbelief in God, right? Now, some of you may be asking, how in the world could someone be following the instructions of God and still be labeled and or punished for rebelling against God? That's crazy, right? God told me, he told me go left. I went left. How am I being punished? Right? Because of your mouth. That's why. You did what he told you to do. God said go left. Man, I wanted to go right, man. You know right was going to be quicker anyway. Hey, talking about some go left, bro. Like, we could have went the right way. I-95 right there. That's why. Because your mouth is going, right? And you're rebelling against. Sure, you're doing what he told you to do. But on the same hand, you're doing what? You're speaking out against them. Right, your pastor told you we're going to do this. I think this is the vision that I have for the house right now. And you say, okay, pastor, yeah, that sounds cool. And as soon as the meeting over, man, pastor talking about something, we doing this over here. We need music up in here. We need this up in here. We need that. Pastor, about this. What are you doing? What are you doing? Because if you had an opinion about it, you should have did what? You should have spoken during the meeting. But instead, you waited. And yet, what is that called in biblical terms? That's called gossiping, ain't it? You out there running that mouth. You're being fresh. You're being grown. That's what it is. Let's call it what it is. You think you big and bad, right? And you want to go out there and you want to talk. So that's why the people were stuck for 40 years. Because they listening to God. They're following God. But they're also talking out against God at every given moment, right? So they complained about not having water and food, right? Now, Moses and Aaron, right, being people of God also, right, got down on their faces and sought God. Remember, Moses and Aaron are in the same boat that the people of Israel are in. It's the people of God. They all in the same wilderness. Moses and Aaron, good God, I'm going to put it plain. I'm thirsty too. I'm hungry too. I'm tired. My feet hurt. I got calluses on my heels. I understand, right? Moses and Aaron didn't complain, though. What'd they do? I can't hear y'all. Maybe you can hear it. They prayed. They got down and they sought God immediately, right? So verse 6 says, we're moving kind of fast, I promised y'all. So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of their tabernacle of meeting, and they fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Now, let me give you this gem right here in these first six verses. This could really be the whole preaching thing right here, but we're not stopping here. We're just going to get gas, all right? When life begins to irritate you, when everything around you is going wrong, when it seems like you're stuck in the wilderness, be like Moses and Aaron, not like the people of God, right? Instead of complaining about what it is, fall on your face and seek the one who controls what it is. Amen. Amen. The people of God had real concerns. The human body does need water to survive, right? It needs food to survive. However, Moses and Aaron knew who the source was, right? Isaiah 55:1 tells us what? Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come buy and eat. Do you understand how deep that is? He who has no money come buy. How can you buy something without money? It has to be what? It has to be free. It has to be free. If I have no money, you still telling me to come out and buy it. It got to be free. So Moses and Aaron know who the source of water is. Who's the one that can give us everything we need right now in this season of the wilderness, right? So the Bible says in verse 7, then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its waters. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals. Now, the Bible doesn't say how long they kept their faces to the ground. The Bible is very specific. You know that immediately, suddenly, right? As soon as possible. The Bible is very specific. It uses those words when it wants to. It doesn't tell us how long they sat down there with their faces to the ground. They just told us they went down and the Spirit of the Lord appeared. Now, you could assume it's immediately. You could also assume it took 20 minutes. It took an hour. It took 5 hours. It took a day. It took 2 days. We don't know. What we do know is what? God came. Didn't tell you how long, but he came. I think that was Dottie's people that used to say he's an on-time God, right? That's one of them old ones my grandma used to play back in the car. That's how I know it back in my head like that. But you don't know how long you might have to get down and seek God. You just have to do it, right? The old church, I didn't mean that many olds, y'all, but the old church, sorry about that. I didn't mean that many, but the old church, they used to have this thing called tarrying, right? You guys know what tarrying is? If you don't, just say no, and I'm gonna explain it anyway, but it's when you just call on the name of Jesus, right? You used to just come up here and you should just call on Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 until the atmosphere started to do what? And so it started to shift, right? And don't let somebody else walk in the room, because if somebody else walk in and we touch and agree, and we touch my hand, son, and we calling on Jesus, it what? The room going to shake, right? Because what? Two and a three have gathered in what? In his name. And when that happens, what happens? He's in the midst, right? So they would tarry and get it, right? Now we have this quick altar call, right? The pastor come out, he goes, in the name of Jesus, and you walk away. Back in the day, they used to be on you. They used to get on you. I still smell the cigarette on your breath. You gonna keep praying. I'm serious, y'all think I'm joking. They used to be real with it, right? I still see you out Friday night. You staying right here, right at this altar. Why? Because they cared for your soul. They cared for your spirit. Why? They knew who really had the power to set you free. And that little quick 30-second prayer wasn't going to do it. Because you and I both know your past sin, you are knowingly sinning. Y'all know what's the difference between sin and knowingly sinning? Seriously, sin is, Rob asked me, yeah, you like the Eagles? And I just, oh, yeah. Just by accident, I just came out. Knowingly sinning is me going up to everybody saying, I love the Eagles. I know I'm lying. I know I am. Now, don't get me wrong. They are my second team. No, it's nothing crazy. But I know I'm lying, right? Knowingly sinning is when you go out and you know you ain't supposed to do it, and you do it anyway. You knew you weren't supposed to be out there. That's knowingly sinning. That's what those mothers and those other reverends and stuff, that's what they was doing. Because they had to dig deep. They had to really get through and bring you out of all that, right? Because the more you do it, the more you get what? Comfortable with it. And the more comfortable you get with it, the more you do what? The more you're going to do it. And you're going to keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And at one point, you're going to do what? You're going to turn. You're going to turn away. And once you turn away, good God Almighty, that's why they had to pray so long. Because they got to get you what? They got to get you back. They got to get you back. Little do you know, a lot of the things we do brings what? More problems. Did y'all know that? Spirits don't move by themselves. Not at all. They move in a couple. They come strong too. So you think you're just doing one thing. I'll just have one shot. But then that shot leads into you committing adultery, right? that adultery, if it goes south, now somebody's pregnant. Now you have a baby. Your wife doesn't know, right? Now you got to lie to your wife. You see how that one shot turned into so many more issues and problems. It's not just ever one small thing. They usually call it a little white lie. Them white lies will add up. And when they add up, boy, you better have some money. Because this guy bill going to be heavy. And this ain't the bill Christ paid for, so I don't know what to tell you. But let's get back in here. It says that they led with their faces toward the ground. They didn't beg or plead or even verbally ask God. Rather, they turned to God and acknowledged who he is. The author of our faith, Jehovah Jireh, who's our... God, I want to know if y'all was really reading God's Bible or not. That's all that was. I'm proud of y'all. Pastor going to be so happy. But he's our provider, right? They already knew what was going on. The same way Moses was hearing from them complain, Jehovah heard them all complain. He didn't need for them to say anything. Rather, he was waiting on them to depend on him. Somebody need to catch that. He knows what you're going through. He don't need you to say it. He's just waiting for you to turn to him and depend on him. Amen? You depending on everything God made rather than depending on the creator. That's insane to me. How are you going to tell me you believe in the stars to tell you how somebody going to act? Baby, I believe in the one who made the stars. That's who's going to tell me how somebody going to act. Right? But I don't want to hurt no feelings here. But, you know, Moses and Aaron knew exactly who to go to. And they knew exactly what to do because they did it just what? A couple chapters ago. Fall on your face and seek God. Just depend on him. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to. That's just called meditating, right? And when you just sit there and you just be. You just be. You just sit right there. Y'all shouldn't have put Reverend right here. You just be there, Reverend. Just sit there and let God do what God going to do. Amen? You don't need to tarry. You just sit there. Because what? God is on the way. He is. Now, he on black people time, but he going to get there. He going to get there. And when he get there, what? Everything going to be all right. Right on time, right? That's that Dottie's people again, I told you. So look, I pray one day, right? I really do pray one day we put our pride and ego and checklist to the side and really come to this house to experience God. Not to say, yeah, I went to church on Sunday. Yeah, it was nice. Pastor preached a good little word. Yeah, no, the choir did good. Yeah, yeah. No, it should be, I went to church on Sunday, and boy, let me tell you, the way God moved in that house, I didn't even want to leave. The way, the peace that I felt, and they weren't even doing nothing yet. All I did was walk through the door. And the peace that I felt hit my spirit. I didn't want to leave the house. They talking about y'all are dismissed. No. Yeah, bring the service back on. Right? Because I feel so much peace, so much love, so much joy. Right? And in a world full of craziness, just having that safe area. All right, let me get out of here. So verse 9. So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly. Excuse me. And the congregation and their animals drank. Now, I'm gonna say this real plain and real Philly a little bit. My young folk will know what I'm saying. Yo, Moses was drawing real bad, bro. Like, Moses was OD back then. That means Moses did too much. My other saying, sorry, I had to, got to translate, got to do a little code switch. But Moses was doing too much. And what she mean, Moses was doing, all he did was do what God told him to do. Nah, I'm not even talking about him striking the rock. It was something before that where Moses was doing entirely too much. I know for a fact, ain't no way on God's green earth God told Moses to call them people some rebels. Ain't no way. God told Moses, when you get back to the people, you're going to tell them you rebels. God didn't say all that. God, really, God didn't tell you to talk to him at all. He just told you to speak to the rock. He ain't say take nothing to them. But Moses, y'all ever see that Kevin Hart drone with Kevin Hart be like, my mama told me to tell you. Y'all know that? Yeah, that's funny. But that's what Moses did. Moses, he ain't made nobody tell you to tell you all that. All you had to do was go to the rock and say, water. And if you wanted to get a little technical, in the name of Jesus, bring the water, right? That's all you had to do. You ain't had to call them people little rebels. But then not only was that one of his mistakes, but the very next line was, must we bring water out of this rock? Right? These are the mistakes that we just overlook because we think the only mistake that was made was what? Striking the rock. It wasn't just about the rock, though. Moses, out of frustration, right? Because Moses was tired. Again, Moses been wandering for 38 years, just like everybody else. And he got to listen to Tammy, John Doe, Jane Doe, everybody in his ear complaining about the, I'm here too. Like, I don't need you to tell me how bad it is. I don't need you to tell me that you're thirsty. I'm thirsty. My mouth is dry. Moses is irritated. And he goes to the people. And I'm going to tell you one reason why he was irritated right now. Like I said, just five chapters ago, when they were complaining the first time, y'all know because all they did was complain. If you really read Exodus and Numbers, what did he do? He fell on his face and sought God. And what did God do? God provided. So imagine if I just showed you what to do, and then you turn around. This is what I'm talking about when you just have a checklist of church. You turn around and do the same thing. I just told you, you keep praying for deliverance. I didn't told you how to get it. You keep praying for this healing. I just connected you with the healer. I'm confused. My child is still acting up. I told you. I literally gave you the verse hand by hand. I gave you five translations. And you came back and you did none of that. Like be for real, you really didn't do not one. I said, say in Jesus' name, you said in Jehovah. That one. You're not wrong, but that ain't what I said, right? I used to work in education. If you ever worked in education, you know we got a nice little saying. If Johnny had five apples, and he eats two of them, how many does Johnny have left? And if anybody say more than three, y'all gonna get me frustrated, okay? Because I'm telling you what the answer is now. Forget me teaching you. I think you just need help. Like, you need altar help at this point, baby, because I can't do it, right? Moses is irritated because he just told them what to do. Get down, humble yourself, and seek the face of God. That's all you gotta do. That's it. Seek God and watch what God. But instead of doing that, they did what? Complain. So Moses is now irritated. Why? Because he's also in this wilderness, right? Not only that, but Moses is being punished alongside the people of God. The punishment is because they were rebelling against God, not because of Moses. Imagine being punished for the sins or the transgressions of your household. I didn't even do it. You know what I mean? Like, if my mama run a red light and they put a ticket on both of us, hey. Right. Now, wait a minute now. I told you she couldn't drive 20 years ago. Right? Like, why you gonna put that on me? Moses hot right now. So, but this part right here is for not just the ministers and the deacons and the reverends and all the other titles we have in the faith. It's also for anyone who has just a normal position of leadership. Being a boss at work is hard. It's hard. Really, it's harder out there because then you can get sued. Well, Khalil told me he don't even like me. And an HR will come to you and say that? I surely did. I did. I said more than that, but if y'all want to win this case, leave it at that, though. Right? Because it's difficult. Why? Because when you get a position of leadership or a position of power, people do what? They look up to you. You are the example. right? You're supposed to show them what to do. Show them how to do it. Show them when to do it. Show them where to do it, right? That's your job. That's what comes with it. And if you ask a lot of pastors, ones who really have been called by his name, they didn't ask for that. They never woke up one morning and said, yeah, I want to be a pastor. Not once. In fact, a lot of them ran from the calling when it was made to them. Yeah, I heard that prophet, but you know, everybody and their grandmother prophets today. I don't know if that was really from God. Now, you know good and well that was from God. You don't do that. Don't do that, right? Because they don't want this. They don't want this responsibility. It's a lot. It's a lot, right? And I'm telling you that because everyone here, if you don't, you could today at the end of the service, has a pastor. And every pastor is going through the same exact thing, trying to lead the church where? To the wilderness, right to God. That's it. That's all I'm trying to do. They're just trying to show you right to God. And you may disagree with them sometimes. You may think that it could be done a different way. You may think that the vision should be different. And that's okay. You're human. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. But do not go to someone else and spread rebellion against what the vision is that God gave that pastor. All right? So everything that a pastor does is looked at by someone else, right? I got to move a little quicker here. So remember that we shouldn't be doing certain things, right? And I'm going to tell you how I know that. Not only does the Holy Spirit convict you, but also in 1 Corinthians, or do you not know that your body... Why y'all put Reverend over here? He about to preach a sermon. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God. And this is the best part right here. And you are not your own. If we treated our bodies like we treated this pulpit, y'all didn't catch that. Because the pulpit is what? Sacred ground, right? When somebody walking by the church, good God, don't let a mother catch you. Because if you don't do this, and you do, oh, the mother's going to get you. Get your foot off of there. That's holy ground. That's sacred ground. You got to respect that, reverence the ground. But what we failed to realize was this was never the sacred ground. We were. He lives within us. Us. Because if you reverence that first, everyone could step on this. What do you mean by that? If you reverence your body as a temple, you wouldn't commit the sins you committed knowingly and unknowingly. You wouldn't commit the transgressions, right? I'm serious here. Why? Because you will reverence your body as a temple for God. And if you reverence your body as a temple for God the right way, you would then be what? Who said that? Raise your hand. Who said that? Ah, yes, sir. You better go ahead. You're going to preach one day. Yeah. You're going to be holy. And if you're holy, you can do what? All up on the sacred ground. Why? Because you're holy. You reverence the body as a temple. All right, let's get on. If you didn't catch it, I don't know what to tell you. Now, Moses added his 2 cents because he was frustrated with the people, right? We talked about that. He's also human, and human or not, all Moses had to do was to speak to it. Tell somebody, speak to it. Speak to the right thing. Tell them that too. Speak to the right thing. That's important, because if you speak to the wrong thing, all right. Yeah, no, you're from Philly. You speak to the wrong person. You might just get a bop, bop, bop. You know what I mean? But okay. All right. So now, when Moses spoke to it, because he did end up striking it and saying, what happened? God provided. And the water came out. Now, Moses thought he was good because the water still came out. Moses knew he added his little 2 cents, but the water came, so everything must be cool. But then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron is saying, because you did not believe me. Good God Almighty, you know how hard or how scary that is to hear for God to say, because you did not believe me? I'm serious. back in those days, that's deep. The equivalent to that for our generation, depart from me, for I never knew you. You know how scary that is to get to them gates and you didn't live for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110 years? 40 of them the right way? And God said, depart from me, for I never knew you? Seriously, not only are you going to hell, but you're going to hell and he don't even know you. Seriously, we like to say that God knows even the hair on your head, knew you before you were in the womb, yet there are going to be some who is going to say, I never knew you. I never knew you. I made you. I don't know you. It's possible. I don't know. But we cast out demons in your name. Just because you use my name doesn't mean I know you. My name alone has power. That doesn't mean you're connected to me. That doesn't mean you're some holy being. Just because you prophesied in my name, y'all not. I'm trying to give it to you, but I guess y'all just a little tired. Maybe Thanksgiving really was too heavy. I don't know, but I went to three of them, and I still got a little jump in my spirit, you know? All right. Now look at this. Because Moses lost his temper, because Moses let his frustration get the best of him and operate outside of the will of God. You guys remember that from last time I preached? If you operate outside the will of God, it will fail. All right? Because Moses operated outside of the will of God, right? God punishes them. And the punishment wasn't just a normal punishment. It wasn't. If you really read this text, the punishment was that you won't get to experience the promised land. But that's not just like a punishment of you're not going to get it. If you remember when they were cursing at Moses, what did they say to him? You brought us out of Egypt to die. Are y'all connecting these two for real? They said, you brought us here to die. Do y'all understand why God was angry, though? That curse wasn't to Moses, because Moses didn't bring them. Thank you, sir. He back there with me. Moses didn't bring them. God brought them. So when they looked at Moses and said, you brought us out here to die, really they were looking at God saying, you brought us here to die. And God said, you know what? And just for that, you will die there. Do you see what the mouth did? Seriously, the mouth spoke. And what happened? It happened. So although they were frustrating Moses and their complaint was also a sign of disobedience, the real reason they didn't get to see the promised land isn't because Moses broke. It's because they did not believe in God. They didn't believe in him. All these times, God did. If I'm stuck in the wilderness for 38 years, and I don't know how to hunt, just gonna put that out there, and I still have food every day, water every day, that's nobody but the hand of God. It's no way I come out that wilderness and not believe in God. The first 45 days, he might get me. He might get me. Because, you know, the first 7 days, the first 3 days, I'll be all right. Like, yeah, God got me. Then reality going to set in and panic. And, you know, that's where your unbelief will come out on day 7. I don't know. God, you're really out there? Because I don't see nobody. And boy, it's getting cold at night, you know? 38 years? No, you ain't testing me. I'm good. I know who God is, right? God brought them there. God did all that. And they still cursed out God. They still spoke out against God. Why did they speak out against God? Because they knew what the promise was. They knew what it was, but they couldn't see the promise. I wish y'all would catch this. I really wish you would catch this. Because the Bible also says, let me see who with me, for we walk, I got to the church today. We walk by faith and not by, why? Because my sight sees problems. My sight sees depression. My sight sees cancer. My sight sees health issues. But my faith Y'all really not getting this. Y'all not. I don't know what to tell you. My faith says that I will be healed. My faith says I will be accepted. My faith says I will make that six figures. My faith says I won't worry about this. My faith says I will be delivered from family curses. Y'all not getting what I'm saying. It looks like you won't. Good God Almighty, when they put him on the cross, it looked like what? It looked like it all was over. But faith said what? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because not only did faith say that, but who else said it? You see why faith is so important? Because faith ties into exactly what God said. If God tells you, and listen, God tells you, not you got down to holy and worship music and you heard yourself say it. Seriously, because you'll confuse yourself thinking, God told me I'm going to be a millionaire. Yeah, how long ago he made that promise? Because you asking me for $20 last Thursday, so just pay me back when you get it. You understand what I'm saying? No, seriously. When God speaks it, you believe it. Seriously. When God speaks, and if you don't know how to hear the voice of God, Reverend, if, huh? You in real bad shape. If you don't know how to hear the voice of God, I'll tell you something, that's bad shape, but also we can fix that. We can fix that. Seriously, we can fix that. Terry. That's the answer right there. You get down long enough, God gonna talk. Now, I'm not saying you're gonna like what he says, but he will talk. God is always talking. The question is, are we always? Not only that, but understand that sometimes the enemy can do what? Can block your ears. Can block your ears. Sometimes our flesh can do what? Turn us away from him. He's always talking, though. He's never stopped talking. Never stop. It's us. How do I know it's us and not him? He lives where? Meaning it's nowhere you can go that God also isn't there. Listen to me clearly. You could be in the middle of doing something you know you shouldn't be doing. But when God speaks, you hear what I'm saying for real? Especially as men, right? We might be doing something we know we ain't got no business doing. But when you feel or you hear that little quiet voice say, depart. Boy, you better run. You better run, because that's the Holy Spirit doing what? He's giving you the warning. He giving you the warning. And you might have already done it. You might already be halfway through. It's not done yet, though. Depart. Depart. Get out of here. Get out of here. And I pray, I truly pray that you be obedient to that quiet voice. Whatever you do, do not ignore it. Do not ignore it. Because let me tell you something, it's much better for you to hear the quiet voice than for you to continue doing it and never hear the quiet voice. What does that mean? Yeah. You didn't got so deep, you can't even hear the voice of God no more. You got so many spirits wound around you and holding you hostage and bounded by it. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against what? All right. So Moses had a problem that most of us also have, and that's that he did not obey the word of God. See, and I don't blame Moses too much here either, Sister Helena. I'm going to be honest. I don't blame him. Outside of his little slick comment, right, that one I do blame him for, I do. But I don't blame him for hitting the rock. I don't, seriously. I'm going to tell you why, because I know you're looking at me crazy. Why do you not blame him? I probably would have hit it too. Seriously. I wouldn't have done it out of disobedience, though. I would have done it out of confusion, because I would have been going off for the wrong promise of God. break it down to you. The Bible says faith without is what? All right. Now, if God told me have faith, I'm going to think, okay, well, I need to do something, right? If God told me take the rod and throw it at the ground and it's going to be a snake, I had to do what? You get what I'm saying? I had to do something for it to happen. If God says you're going to make X amount of money, you got to do what? You got to get up and do something. You got to go to work. You got to make something. You got to create something. I would have done it out of confusion because I would have thought, okay, well, I got to do something. Now. I got to create the work or else the faith is dead. So many situations we try to resolve off of work and faith. Seriously, I'm trying to give you a gem here about how to go through life. Not every situation, not every spirit you're going to battle, right, is going to be solved the same. We know that just from when Christ was delivering spirits out of people. Because they brought one to him and said, we don't know how to do it. And he said, this one you have to do by what? Fasting and prayer, right? Some of them, yeah, Jesus, go on. Some of you gotta fast and you got to pray. And when you do it, you better do it right. Because if that spirit look at you and say, we know who are you? So I didn't understand it really, but it's a reason why Christ told him just to speak to it. And it was really for us. Because little do you know, we're still in the Exodus. Whether you want to admit it or not, we're still here. And God said, what? Just speak to it. You don't need to hit it. You don't need to cast out the congregation. Just speak to it. Because somebody doesn't understand that just the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. Remember how God punished the Israelites. He punished them based off of what they said. The power of your tongue runs deeper than what you can understand. There's only one way to say Jesus, and that's by using what? Your mouth. If your mouth is bound, you can't call on him. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why when they tell you, no matter how much the devil beats me up and how far down I fall, if I call on Jesus, I'll be all right. That's it. And if I can't call on him, if I look towards the... Do you hear what I'm saying? You need to speak to those things, right? Proverbs 18:21 says what? There you go. Life and death lies in the power of the tongue. So you need to walk through life not complaining to God about the situation, but speaking to the situation by faith in God through the power of the Holy Spirit in accordance to the will of the Father. That was a lot, but that's the truth. Because if God didn't put that in his will, you can speak to it as much as you want to, and nothing will ever happen. But if the will of God is you will be healed, you can speak to that sickness and it will do what? It will pass. If the will of God is you will be successful, you can speak to that rejection letter and you will do what? You will be successful. You will be accepted. So instead of complaining, you need to speak death to the cancer that's in your body. I speak life to my healing. I speak death to the sexual immorality. I speak death to adultery. I speak death to lying. I speak death to stealing. I speak death to drug usage. I speak death to disobedience. I speak death to rebellion. I speak death to not having faith. I speak death to anything that is not like God. The Bible says, whatever you bound on the earth shall also be bound in heaven. And instead of complaining, speak life to the plan that God has for you. I speak life to my healing. I speak life to my deliverance. I speak life to my salvation. I speak life to my grace. I speak life to my finances. I speak life to overcoming. I speak life to victory. I speak life to everything I go through in life according to God, who is the head of my what? My life. And if I continue to follow God and not rebel against God, but follow God, speaking life to those things of which he has promised me, I will be what? Okay. Because we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. So I just need to keep walking, Reverend. Keep walking and speaking to the problem. It might not happen immediately. And if it don't, I'm going to do what? Get down and tarry. Y'all not hearing what I'm telling you. I'm giving you pieces of the puzzle. I'm telling you how to overcome, how to be successful and victorious in battle. And don't do it the way Moses did it and think that you had the power to do it. Your mouth spoke it, but God's power. You were nothing but a vessel. You were nothing but a vessel. Seriously, you really ain't that important, sis. You're not the program. Sorry, to be respectful, you're not the program. You were just used for the program. And although Moses didn't get to the promised land, by God, if I lead the people there, but I don't make it, I'm all right with that. Why would you be all right with that? You're not going to see it. That's okay. Because so many lost souls are going to get there. I didn't make it because I messed up. And I'm okay with that because I did it. But all of you will do what? We'll see Jesus. We'll be at peace with him. We'll be where? With him. I got to pay for the sin that I did. That's that, and that was on me because I should have never called you a rebel. Seriously, I should have never spoke out against you like that. I understand that we're all going through things. I do, and I messed up. I did. But the fact that all of you made it is enough for me to do what? Shout. Bible says it's a party in heaven when just what? One comes back. If just one comes back, it's a party. So I'm okay. I'm okay with that. So I just needed you to understand. I'm done now. Y'all can stand up or do whatever, stretch if you need to stretch. I'm done. I just need you to understand the three things that we get from Numbers chapter 20. Don't be like Moses and Aaron. Don't be adding your 2 cents to what God said. Don't do it. Just do exactly what he said to do, exactly how he said to do it, when he said to do it, and where he said to do it. Don't add nothing else to it, and don't take nothing from it, right? Don't be like the people of God. Don't be like them. You're following the direction that God told you to go, but at the same time, you out here rebelling against God. And for some of us, it might not just be gossiping, because while they were following God, guess what they were also doing? They were sinning. They were sinning in the wilderness with nobody but who? But God. And they were still committing sin. Don't be like the people of Israel either, right? You want to get down. You want to tarry. You want to pray. You want to speak life and death over things, right? And lastly, that's it right there. Speak life and death to your situation. Realize the power that God has given you and understand that it was given unto you. It lives on the inside of you, right? That power is so big, man, when you get wrapped up and don't know what to do or how to pray, the Bible says the Holy Spirit will do what? Intercede for you. That means I don't even know what to say, Reverend. You might get to this altar and all you're doing is, and you know what the Holy Spirit is doing? In the name of Jesus, power! And you can't even see that. But in the spirit, he's what? He's fighting for you. But all you keep hearing is Jesus, 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 Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is going to literal war over your spirit, over your soul. Do you know what that means to have somebody pray like that for you? We know what the prayers of our mothers and our fathers did and how they brought us over. Imagine what the prayer of a God would do. Imagine what the prayer of the one who controls everything would do. Do you understand he's praying to himself? Like, do y'all, are you connecting the dots here? He's praying to himself. And he don't need you to say anything. He just needs you to do what? Depend on him. That's it. So I'm going to open the altar here because I do want to pray for everyone here, but I want to pray for three specific types of people, right? The altar, the first call is for those who want to do, who are ready and committed to falling on their face to God. That's the first one. And I'm serious here. If you're truly ready to repent and fall on your face to God. I'm not saying, you know, I'm just going to go up there because, you know, no, I'm talking about truly ready to devote yourself to Jesus Christ. Won't you come? And this is about one of the hardest calls in the world because you're going to sit there and think all these people are going to look at me and judge me. All these people are going to say, you've always been in church. You've always been here. Look at Mrs. or Mr. Perfect going up for this prayer. I'd rather be judged by hypocrites and set free by God than stay quiet and condemned to the wilderness. So won't you come if you just want to pray and devote or redevote yourself? Maybe you've walked away from God at some point. Won't you come up here and receive the deliverance and the salvation that God has for you? Can I have some ministers and reverends up here, please? In the name of Jesus, why don't you come up here and be set free by God, whether it's the first time or the second time or the third time or the fourth time or the fifth time? Continually come back to this altar and be delivered by the name of God. The second is for people who complain. Yeah, we're going right after it. I'm looking for people who complain about everything. Every time you wake up and something don't go right, I can't stand to be here. Everything is always going wrong. I want you to come up so we can address that right now in the name of Jesus. Because one thing we will not do is complain about the will of God. Because God's will is perfect in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I know this one is also hard because then people are going to judge you again. But again, I'd rather be judged by hypocrites in the name of Jesus and be set free by God than not come up at all and continue to be a complainer my whole life. Because what the complainers do, they got stuck in what? The wilderness. You don't want to be stuck in the wilderness in the name of Jesus. So once you come, and the third is for those who want to speak death into things, who want to bound things on the earth so it can be bound in the heavens and speak life and set free and loose things on the earth so that can be loosed in heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those are the three calls. If you have something, if you fit one of those three, won't you come in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus, won't you come in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, can I have a minister, please? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter which one they fall under, God, in the name of Jesus, God, set them free right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God, put them on the right path right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Church, can we tarry for a moment? Can we tarry for these three souls? In the name of Jesus, can we tarry for what God is doing right now in our midst? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, for you are the deliverer, God. You are the sanctifier, God. You are the key of our salvation, God. In the name of Jesus, God. You are the way out of no way, God. In the name of Jesus, God. You are the Alpha and Omega, God. in the name of Jesus, God. You are the great and mighty God. In the name of Jesus, God. You are the intercessory God. In the name of Jesus, God. You are perfect, God. In the name of Jesus, God. The angels bow down in the name of Jesus, God, and they call you holy, God. In the name of Jesus, holy and righteous, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. And we cry out, holy, God. Holy, 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 God. In the name of Jesus, God. Pierce their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, God. Create a new one in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Change this atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever demon or spirit, God, is coming against them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord, right now by the power of your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, God, by the power of your son, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Allow us to experience you, God. Experience your power. Experience your grace and your mercy, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who is this King, God? The Lord God, strong and mighty. In the name of Jesus, God. The Lord God, mighty in battle. In the name of Jesus, God. The Lord God who has never seen failure. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Set them free, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Put them on the right path, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. As they speak death to those things, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you bound it in the heavens, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Move the way you want to move, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. We'll stay here as long as we need to. In the name of Jesus, God. To see a move by you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, with no music, God, we still come before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Our praise is our music, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The praise and worship of our lips, God. Hallelujah, as we offer it up to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are the King of Kings, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, as we open our mouths to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Holy God, holy, 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 holy God. In the name of Jesus, God, you are holy, God. You are holy, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you are holy, God. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God, we come against the checklist, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against just going to church to go, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to experience you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to be set free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to be delivered, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to be renewed, God. In the name of Jesus, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. We come right now in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Speak it. Speak it. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Speak it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God, speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, y'all not praising them like y'all really mean it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you for the move that you have done, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to call up our brother Robert in the name of Jesus, God, as he does our offering announcements. Amen.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of the five ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, Zelle, or also by the U.S., or also using the U.S. postal mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 63256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. Venmo at taylor-tabernacle-6309. Zelle at 215-287-6968. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets by the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the baskets. As you exit the sanctuary, you may also give an offering to our pastor via Cash App or Venmo. Cash App, $ Pastor Jonathan Ford, or Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. And then here are the announcements. So the pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in the worship from your home. Remember to subscribe right here on the YouTube page to follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. Thank you. So often, children of incarcerated parents wonder if mom or dad still loves them. The embrace of the local church can change all of this. Taylor, through Angel Tree Christmas, we can help a child and their family know that they are not forgotten, impacting generations to come with the love of Christ. How can we help? You have. Thank you, Taylor Tabernacle family. Every children on our list has been assigned to a sponsor. Everyone who has completed an interest form should have received an email with a list of the child's gift purposes. If you haven't, please see Sister Zakia. What's next? Gift collection. The collection bin can be found at the front of the sanctuary. Please bring your gift to the adoptee, unwrapped and labeled by Sunday, December 7th. Prison Fellowship requests that our gifts be valued at $25. Anything else? Yes, we are also accepting donations of gift wrap and tape. Taylor family, happy giving season, and thank you once again for your effort to deliver changed lives and brighter futures with Andrew Tree. There will also be choir practice for all ages, 2nd through 5th Sunday after service. Please see Sister Alex for questions. Pastor Ford is also asking all members, family, and friends to join him online via Google Meets every Wednesday evening this month as we study Ephesians. Sunday school for juniors and teens will meet on Google Meets from 8:30 to 9 a.m. every Sunday to 5th Sunday, every 2nd to 5th Sunday. Primary class Sunday school meets in person from 10:45 to 11:15 on the 2nd to 5th Sundays. And also, don't forget Pastor Ford's YLE challenge.
Could you all please stand, please, as we dismiss to go out from here in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's dismiss here. As we bow our heads to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the move that you have done, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for allowing us to experience you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in all your holiness, God, in the name of Jesus, in all your power, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for speaking to us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, for renewing our minds, God, and renewing our spirits, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for all these things, God, in Jesus' name, God. Amen. You all may be dismissed, Taylor. Love you all. Good luck to them boys next week.